are you doing today? Oh, I'm fine, just fine, thanks. Well, are you really? You know what FINE stands for? Frustrated, insecure, neurotic, and emotional. Yep, that's me. We may say we're fine, but in reality, we may be overcommitted, frustrated, and weary because we've said yes to too many things. We are multitaskers. With the speed of technology and communication, plus high-efficiency organizational tools, we can now keep plates spinning on top of our current plates that are still spinning. We are a performance-driven society. Get this done, get that done, attend that, lead that, handle that, volunteer for that, go on that field trip, plan that party, and while you're at it, have meals planned, exercise, and spend quality family time every night, right? Yeah, we end up saying yes to so many things that end up choking the life right out of us. Good things can become toxic if not kept in balance. For example, there's this tree we pass every day on the way to take our girls to school. It's in a place that supplies field dirt, so trucks are dumping dirt in there and piling it up all over. As the lot was being filled, we noticed this one tall tree that stands at the entrance. Dirt kept being piled higher and higher around this tree. And trees need dirt. Dirt's a good thing for trees. Well, the higher that dirt got surrounding the trunk of that tree, the more green leaves began to turn brown. As more dirt and rocks kept being piled high, the tree that once had life slowly began to die. The very thing needed to bring life to that tree ended up choking the life right out of it. So let me ask again, how are you doing? You may be surrounded by people every day, yet still feel alone. Is the weight of this world and all the good things that overflow your schedule choking the life right out of you and your family? It was never meant to be that way. You can't do enough to be okay. I tried. I came to the end of myself and was so weary. In Matthew 11, 28 through 30, Jesus says this, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Jesus offers rest for your soul. Whatever holds a tight grip on your heart and weighs heavy on your mind, lay it down and trust Him with it. There are some days I have to lay it down more than once. And all those plates spinning, saying yes to every single thing, it doesn't give you more life. It can rob you of it, just like that tree. It's okay to pass. It's okay to say no. Try it. It gets easier once you do it a few times. Maybe you need to lighten your load today. Trust Jesus with all those spinning plates and ask Him to guide you to what is best. There you will find rest. And that's the truth. I'm Lori Klein.